This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. In France, protesters angry with President Emmanuel Macron and his plan to raise the retirement age blocked access to an airport terminal, sat on train tracks, clashed with police and threw projectiles at a police station in a day of demonstrations across the nation on Thursday. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports.
The ongoing nationwide protests in France over plans by the government to raise the retirement age by 2 years saw another day of disruption on Thursday, events which President Emmanuel Macron has recently compared to the storming of the U.S. Capitol by Donald Trump supporters 2 years ago. The plan is to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. For comparison, the U.S. is slowly raising its retirement age to 67, and the U.K. plans to go to 68.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Amid rallies against the far-right government, Israel's parliament passed a law Thursday to protect the prime minister from being removed from office. The measure says the prime minister can be deemed unfit to rule only for mental or physical health reasons and only by his own government. Critics say the law is tailored to protect Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is in the midst of a corruption trial, facing charges of fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes. He denies these allegations. Reported incidents of assault, vandalism, and harassment targeting Jews in the United States rose to historic levels last year, according to the Anti-Defamation League on Thursday. In its annual report on anti-Semitic incidents, the Jewish Civil Rights Organization said it documented 3,697 such incidents in 2022. That's up 36% from 2021 and the highest level since the group started keeping records in 1979. VOA News.